K-Rock 955, Tom and Loggy.
Now, we're about to chat about something that is important to us, but it is pretty in-depth and it is pretty deep.
A bit heavy.
So we'll just start off this chat by saying if this chat brings up anything for you or you need some help or need to get some help to someone you care about, Lifeline's always there, 13 11 14.
That's right. Now, we've been in contact with a young man from Geelong. He's 17 years old, and his name is Jonty Lee, and he's doing something that is pretty impressive and admirable. And we got him on the show because he wants to get the conversation going around suicide and men's mental health, because there have been quite a few teenagers that have actually ended their own lives in recent times in and around Geelong, and it's something that doesn't get talked about. For whatever reason, you know, whether it's the fact that it is a bit taboo, people don't want to encourage it. A lot of media outlets don't report on it because they don't want to be seen to be encouraging it. It's a real kind of grey area. You and I both know as broadcasters, it's a real touchy kind of subject.
And we're human, so it is hard to talk about, but we both believe so much in talking about it and getting the message out there.
That's right. And the fact that people are worried about talking about it means it does kind of fly under the radar, people might think that it's not going on in our very own community, in our backyard, but it really is.
Yeah.
So Jonty joins us now. Good morning, mate.
How you going, guys?
Really good. Now, we've got you on because this is a topic that is close to your heart. Let's start by, introducing you a little bit and your experience and what brought you to contact us here at the station. What's that all about?
Well, basically, I'm doing a live stream for men's mental health and suicide awareness, as you guys touched on. I've been through my own experiences. Like, I lost my mum and my brother in my lifetime. And I've had to go through that sort of stuff. And I've also had to witness a few mates, like, who have been, like, heavily affected by the recent suicides of teenagers in Geelong. And I just thought that some stuff needed to be done to raise awareness for it so it doesn't happen again, really.
This is really just really brave of you as well to come out and speak about this sort of stuff, because, like you said, there have been quite a number of kids that have taken their own life recently in the area, and I'm not sure if it is getting talked about. I guess in your sort of circles, do you think that guys in general, because you are doing this for men's mental health and suicide prevention, do you think it's easy for guys to talk about this sort of stuff, or is it still a real struggle to come out to your mates and say, hey, I'm struggling, I need help?
Yeah, it is a struggle for sure. I think it's improved in recent years, but there's still a lot of stigma around speaking up. If you're feeling terrible, having a bad day, whatever it is. And I felt like doing this so it tells people that it's all right to speak up, you know. Someone could see it, a teenager in Geelong, and they could think, wow, this person, like, it's encouraging to speak up, and hopefully I can help somebody in the future.
That's fantastic, mate. Now, I know junior sports are continuing, but there's been a bit of talk, particularly, well, we've spoken to some people in recent times about the more senior grades of football and people, and netball as well, being shut down and people losing that structure and that support network in their lives. That would be a big factor, would it not, in terms of people's mental health?
100%. I think lockdown definitely sort of messed with a lot of people with their mental health, and for good reason as well, you know. Not having that sort of routine, being stuck inside all day, you can definitely get some deep thoughts and dark thoughts in your head. So that sport definitely is a good release for people.
What are you actually setting out to do, Jonty? Obviously, you're just chatting to us to get the word out, but then, like you've mentioned, you're doing a charity stream.
So I'm doing a 24-hour live stream on Instagram, using their live video option. The videos last like 1 hour, but I'll just keep going until it's a 24-hour mark.
Sure.
I'll basically be getting men on who are around my age, some of my mates, some people I don't know, and they will be speaking about their mental health to show that it's okay to speak up, because someone watching could see that and, you know, speak up if they need to. So I think it'd be a really good thing to do.
Yeah, definitely. And so are you raising funds as well?
Yeah, so I've had a GoFundMe set up for a couple of weeks now. We've raised over almost $4,000.
Wow.
Cool.
It's been crazy.
Yeah.
the target was $1,500, and since we've hit that, I have to dye my hair and beard purple. So
okay,
can't wait for that one.
So you've purchased the dye already, then, I imagine, since you're well over that.
I'll be getting there. Not yet, but looking forward to it.
Is that going to be part of the stream, doing the dyeing?
Yeah, it will be. It will be. Yeah.
Fantastic. So that's dyeing your hair and your beard. Impressive that you can grow a beard at 17, mate.
Oh, well done.
Pretty average, to be honest.
Tom's is as well. He tries to act like a sickened.
Can't be any worse than mine, mate. And so where's the money going?
So it's going to Headspace Australia.
That's great.
This is so good, Jonty, because, you know, I think a lot of people as well think, oh, young people today, you know, there's so many options to talk. There's all our social media. There's, you know, everyone's really out there and stuff. But like we said, it's never a comfortable thing to chat about. Mm. It's hard.
We
need to do it because people need to realise that you need to speak up. You need to say if you're not doing okay. And like you said, just by doing this, Jonty, you could be saving someone's life. So I think you should be really proud of yourself. And that money that you've raised is going to do some great work, hopefully, in our community with Headspace there. So, yeah, congrats, mate. Where can we actually watch this live stream?
So if you want some information, you can go to my Facebook, Jonty Lee, J-O-N-T-Y, and then my last name is Lee, so L-E-E. Or you can find my Instagram by typing in that as well.
Sure.
There'll be information on there to find it. Also, the link to donate is in the bio of my Instagram. So
Beautiful. Find that. So, and have you set a date yet for the actual 24-hour stream?
Yeah, so it's going to start at 12 p.m. on the 5th of July and then go until the 6th of July at 12 p.m. So
excellent.
Over the holidays, but yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's good. You're not going to miss school for it either. So
exactly.
Great stuff. Look, we very much respect what you're doing, mate. We wish you all the best. We'll try and get some links up as well so that people can find it through the KROC socials. And we might have to check in with you again, maybe closer to the actual date and see how the fundraising's going, that kind of thing, if that's cool with you, Jonty.
Too easy, yeah. No worries.
Excellent. All right. That is Jonty Lee there and covering some very important topics and starting some very important conversations that I think don't get had often enough.
Yeah, you're right. And obviously, once again, if it's brought up any issues for you, Lifeline's always there, 13 11 14.